Millions of people went to church across the world yesterday for their routine praise of the Almighty. Studio 7 visited the Budiriro Parish of the Catholic Church, where parishioners listened to the teachings of their local preacher and sang praise and worship songs. After the service, one church goer, Martin Munetsi, said the Pope's visit to Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, D.C. in the United States was a consolidation of a new world order spearheaded by the United States and the clergy.
I think there's nothing wrong about any visitation by any religious, political, or social icon in the world. But what I am aware of, according to the Word of God, referred to in the books of Daniel and Revelation, the Catholic system and the United States are referred to as the first and second beast, which works as a counterfeit system against Christ. So, to my view as an individual, this system is an antichrist system. So the visiting of the Pope to the United States and Africa, which is going to take place in the coming few days, I think it's a consolidation of a new world order agenda.
Miriam Rukobo praised the Pope for advocating for women to take up leadership positions in the governance of the Catholic Church, saying women were lagging behind in taking up leadership roles. Rukobo says women should be proactive in all positions of authority, like their male counterparts inside and outside the church community.
I agree with the Pope. As women, we must take positions in either church or government institutions. Even in politics, we must take higher positions also.
Gilbert Ngwarai told Studio 7 that Pope Francis, who has hinted that he would resign if he fails to carry on with his duties, should use his visit to the United States to push for all leaders who have failed their nations to step down. Ngwarai said the Pope should not stop at anything to call on Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe to step down for allegedly pushing the country's economy into the abyss and failing to protect and promote the rights of the Zimbabwean people.
I believe and trust also that in that doctrine, an elder person should appreciate that there is a time of retirement when the health is not permitting a person to continue working. Especially in Zimbabwe, we've got a crisis of a person who is even 20 years older than the Pope, who is Robert Mugabe, should also resign so that it paves way for a better future for the children who are struggling in this country.
This was supported by Munetsi.
According to how this system works, if you fail to deliver an agenda, you have to resign, you have to step down, or they will deal with you in other ways.
After taking over the leadership of the Catholic Church from Pope Benedict XVI in 2013, who resigned because of ill health, Pope Francis, who was elected on a mandate to restructure the outdated Vatican bureaucracy and reform the scandal-mad Vatican Bank, named 9 cardinals from around the globe to advise him and created commissions of inquiry, including outside experts and consultants, to propose a more efficient, transparent, and accountable administration for the church and its assets. Gibson Govero says the Pope's actions are a lesson to all people in positions of authority that corruption should be nipped in the bud.
I think the Pope is a very responsible man. He's so concerned about the public funds. To me, it's very good.
Meanwhile, Garikai Mbofana tells Studio 7 the Catholic Church has to come up with a clear position on same-sex marriages. President Mugabe, who is a devout Catholic, has criticized gays and lesbians, saying they are, caught worse than pigs and dogs. Pope Francis famously uttered, "Who am I to judge?" when asked about a Vatican monster who had allegedly had a gay lover in the past. Mbofana said the Pope and Mr. Mugabe's statements appeared as if the Catholic Church had no clear position on same-sex marriages.
Yeah, I think there is contradictions, because the Pope has not said anything about the gays, and the president of Zimbabwe saying that the gays are worse than pigs and dogs.
Munetsi also echoed Mbofana's statements.
It confirms my foresaid statements that it's a counterfeit system which works against Christ, which I can refer to as Antichrist system. Because if he is a true Christian religious icon, he should denounce such acts which are unbiblical.
Pope Francis is expected to make his first visit to Africa in November this year. The Vatican announced that during his six-day visit to Africa, the pontiff would visit three countries, namely Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.